God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's read Acts. The whole book, let's read it and let's look for word of wisdom in the book of Acts. Let's look for gifts of healings in the book of Acts. Let's look for working the miracles, prophecy, tongues and interpret. Look for it. How many know that the book of Acts is the beginning of the same church we're a part of? We got the same Jesus they had. And have. Right? They still exist. They're just not on the earth anymore. We got the same gospel. Same God. We preach exactly the same gospel they preached in the book of Acts. Same name above all names. Same Holy Spirit. Same Great Commission. Same church. Then the pages of our lives and our ministries ought to read like this. And how many would acknowledge these pages in the book of Acts are filled with the supernatural?
Yes.
The supernatural. Miracles of healing. Deliverance. Now you've got whole seminaries and universities that have watered all this down and said, well, that was the first apostles, and God did some special things in those days, but now that we've got the full canon of Scripture, all that's passed away, and we don't need that anymore. And why would they say it? Because they don't have it anymore. They don't have it anymore, and instead of longing for it, they just make excuses why we don't have it and try to tell us it's okay not to have it. But no! We're supposed to have the very same manifestations in our life. We're supposed to have the move of the Spirit. People are supposed to be getting revelations. People are supposed to be having tongues and interpretation of tongues. There's supposed to be prophecies coming forth. There's supposed to be manifestations of faith and healing and miracles. We've tasted of it a little bit. We've had some here and some there, just a little. But how many believe God wants a full flow? A full flow now, here, in this time, in our churches, in our lives. Where does it start? Huh? It starts, we've already begun. It starts with you and me getting hungry. Getting hungry. I've heard people say, well, before every move of God, there was prayer. And that's true. But let me tell you something that was before prayer. Hunger. Why did the people start praying? What was getting them up out of bed in the middle of the night and praying for 2 and 3 hours? What was getting them praying in the afternoon instead of watching 4 hours of TV? What was doing it? You get hungrier for this than you are for the world. Now, we don't like to admit it and think about it, but the truth is, huge numbers of Christians just are hungrier for the things of the world than they are the things of God. Many, many, many Christians rather go to a movie than a church service. They'd just rather do it. Many, many, many Christians, they'd rather eat than go to a service. That's why they get upset if they think the service is going a little long and infringing on their eating time. Or pushing it back, making them wait. Would rather watch TV. Rather watch something dumb, even ungodly, than hear something about the Word. Now, we don't like to admit it, but that's where millions are. And we need to begin to cut things off. I said cut things off. Why? Because they take away your appetite. Let's say somebody is preparing a wonderful meal. Good food. Homegrown vegetables. I mean meat that they raised and prepared. Family recipes. Cooking all day. And before you get there, you eat 5 bags of potato chips. And 3 soda pops. Well, is that going to affect your appetite? Yes. For their good food that they've prepared for you? How many understand if you fill up on the wrong thing, it's going to affect your appetite for the right thing? Yes. Oh, friend, there's more revelation here than you might think. You see, sometimes people don't think, well, you know, that dumb TV show, that's not spiritual. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. Maybe not the Spirit of God, but it's spiritual, and you're eating. You're taking things into your eyes. You're taking things into your ears. Why are people so satiated? Why are they so uninterested in the things of God? Uninterested to the point of not even coming to services. Why? Because their belly is full of junk. Did you hear me? Now they're half nauseated about it. Because it's bad stuff. But they're full. That's why fasting can be beneficial. You know fasting's mentioned in the Word, right? But why is fasting mentioned in the Scriptures? And why is it beneficial? You missing meals doesn't move God. You not eating something or, you know, disciplining yourself to skip something or denying yourself of something does not change God, does not move God. It does something to you. Now, I've fasted before. I've fasted at length before. And I tell you what I've learned about it. Not feeding this flesh for a while makes you more aware of other appetites. I said it makes you aware when you have so many times, this happens all the time, people's spirit is starving and hungry, but it's so weak and they hadn't been taught about spiritual things, they try to satisfy it with natural things. I mean, this is the core cause of so many that are alcoholics and drug addicts and so many people that just go and spend until it's unreasonable and people that, you know, jump in bed with everybody that they can find to have sex with. This is what's going on. They don't even want to do some of these things. They're not enjoying it. They're miserable. They got every credit card maxed out and they go and do some more. Don't even need it. What's going on? They were full 30 minutes ago and they went and got 3 more plates and they're already overweight and they're miserable, but they're just shoveling food down their throat. What's going on? What's going on? They're trying to satisfy a spiritual desire with natural stuff, and it can never do it. And that's where fasting can be of benefit. Denying, whether it's a partial fast. You know, we need to just practice on a regular basis saying no to our flesh. You don't have to go 40 days without eating. Just, you know, you ate your meal, you're satisfied, and then there's something else there and you want it, but you just say, no, I'm not going to have that. And, no, I'm not going to eat those last 4 bites. No. No, I'm not going to. I want to watch another hour of that, but no. No. Somebody say no.
No.
Your flesh needs to hear this on a regular basis. No. No.
No.
And it's not necessarily just, you know, record-breaking things, but it's you disciplining yourself. You want to keep yourself a little hungry in the natural so that your spiritual hunger is not obscured. Because spiritual hunger is a motivator. I said it's a motivator. It'll get you to church when you don't feel like it. Come on, spiritual hunger will get you on your knees to praying when your body would rather sleep. Spiritual hunger will put your nose in the Bible when you'd rather just plop down and watch TV. What are we talking about? We're not talking about you doing stuff so that somebody will give you a blue ribbon for being a spiritual person and a good Christian. We're talking about the reality that we can have a life that reads like the book of Acts. That's what we're talking about. And the question is, are we going to settle for just a physical, mental life like most of the world? Or are we going to say, I am not going to live without the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I am not going to live that way. I'm not just going to live an intellectual life. I'm not just going to live a physical life. I'm not going to live an up-down roller coaster emotional life. I am going to live a spiritual life. I'm a spirit. My Father's the Father of spirits. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit. I can have a spiritual life.
Amen.
Say, I can have a spiritual life. I can have a spiritual life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say it out loud. I will live the Spirit-filled life. I will live the Spirit-led life. Hallelujah. Now, two things we've already learned about that we can do right now to begin changes and increase in this area. One, we desire these things. We need to remind ourselves of it. Think about it. I'm teaching about it. We're going to stay on it for some time as the Lord would lead us. But don't wait till Friday to think about it. If you need to, put something up on your mirror, something on your car dash, whatever it is. Gifts of the Spirit. And just look at the word of wisdom, and go, word, I want me some word of wisdom. Oh, word of wisdom. Somebody said, well, I don't even know what this. If you knew what it was, you'd be going, oh, I want me some word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Oh, I want some word of knowledge. Oh, I want some discerning of spirits. Oh, I want some special faith. I want some working of miracles. I desire. Now, when you say this, let's desire it corporately. Not just I'm claiming all nine for myself. Because he's already said, for to one is given. And to another is given. So we're not all going to have the same manifestations, and yet all of us can expect some manifestation.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304G. That's R1304G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.